Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being prepared for trial, and specifically the trials of life, the difficulties, the testing, the things that take place that, well, actually help to shape us into who we are. More importantly, when we allow God to use those trials and testings, we discover it helps to shape us into who He wants us to be, who He created us to be. And so we learn that we're not alone. In fact, our focus on the trials of life really come out of the trial of Jesus and the things that He endured, the things that led Him to His goal of bringing salvation and making it available to you and to me and to all who would call upon His name. And so we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of this week. We've talked already about prepared for testimony, whether it's true or false, that we handle it correctly. We've talked about being prepared for rejection, for insults, for accusations. And today we're going to wrap up talking and praying about being prepared for loneliness. Been looking at Matthew, the end of chapter 26, the beginning of chapter 27 throughout the week. And Matthew 27, verse 26, says, "Then he released Barabbas to them, but he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified." As I think about Jesus being prepared for loneliness, we reach the ultimate extreme down a little bit in chapter 27 where Jesus cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Well, we know why. It's because sin separates from God. And Jesus took on my sin. He took on your sin. He took on the sin of all who exist, who existed, and who will exist. But I also recognize that there's another type of loneliness that even when we know that God will never leave us nor forsake us, it's the loneliness of at least feeling isolated. It's really a little less than a week ahead of this. The crowds are cheering Jesus. They're welcoming him into Jerusalem. They're shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." They're all excited to see him. And here, as Jesus stands before Pilate, the crowds are being given a choice. Barabbas was a criminal. The Bible makes that clear. Not a nice person. Not someone that most of us would really want to be a neighbor with. Jesus was God's son, hailed as King of the Jews. And those same crowds that were shouting Hosanna began to shout, "Crucify him. Give us Barabbas. Take this man Jesus away." The loneliness of having all of his disciples desert him, even after promising to go with him, even if it meant death. They ran away. They left him there, alone. Perhaps you've been there, accepted, embraced, a part of a group, a part of a workplace, a part of a family, and through circumstances that may or may not be your fault, you may or may not even understand them fully. You find yourself an outcast. Sometimes it's because you won't go along with the ways of the world. Your convictions as a Christian lead you in a life that's God calls to holiness, to purity, in thought, in deed, in speech. And it makes people uncomfortable in a workplace, in a school setting, in a golf course, in a stadium, in life. And Jesus would make it clear throughout his teaching, if the people would reject him, then those that follow him would also be rejected. And when we understand the loneliness that comes that might come, that will come, in certain settings because of your faith, it helps you to be prepared. Jesus knew who he was. One of my favorite lines in Scripture is as they preparing to sit down at what the Lord's Supper, the Last Supper, the Passover meal that Jesus has with his disciples before his arrest. The Bible says that Jesus, knowing who he was and where he was going, took off his outer clothing, his robe, and took up a towel and a basin, began to wash the disciples' feet. It's by knowing who we are that we're prepared for loneliness. It's by knowing whose we are that we're prepared for loneliness. As much as any of us might want the acceptance of people, and I know every individual is wired differently emotionally and psychologically in our need or lack of need for human interaction, in our desire to be approved by people. And regardless of what level of that you live in, there's nothing greater than living life in a way that prepares us to hear those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." We're prepared for loneliness when we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter, the finisher of our faith. The old song says, "I have decided to follow Jesus." And a verse says, "Though no one join me, still I will follow." We're prepared for loneliness when Jesus is enough. But we're also prepared for loneliness when we gather with God's people. In fact, the Bible says that we should not forsake the gathering together of ourselves, the assembling of us with one another, for the purpose of encouraging one another, and to do so even more as we see the day of Christ approaching. We're prepared for loneliness because God says that he sets the lonely in families, in his family, in the family of a local church. And so today we consider, how do I help those within my church family who are lonely outside of the gathering? How do I participate in being the body that we're called to be? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. In the times of our loneliness, we're not alone because you understand. Jesus has been there. All of the things that bring about loneliness, he experienced. But to a degree far worse, far greater, far larger than what we ever will. And so we do have one who understands. But Father, you've also given us the tools to be prepared. The tools of your Spirit, your Word. The tools of your family. The family that we become a part of when we surrender to you, when we make you Lord of our life. The church. And so God, today I pray that you would help us with as here at Deer Run, as a local body of Christ, but in the local bodies of Christ throughout this world. To be the family that helps the lonely. That gives all of us, in any of our loneliness, a place to belong, a place to be welcome. A place to be encouraged and a place to encourage others. Father, may we understand that to please this world gains us nothing eternally. It may gain us favor and short-term results, but to please you has an eternal reward. And so, God, may we always choose you over popularity. And whether the popularity comes or whether it doesn't, may we choose to follow you no matter what, to obey you no matter what, to live and proclaim you no matter what. So God, today, as we live life, may we celebrate the family that you have placed us within. And may we lift up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.